What's going on, Paneloids live streamers? I'm your host, Pierre, and I'm not reading this script, Kyle. I'm done. I'm over it. You're not containing my box anymore. I'm a wild man. I'm hopped up on C4. I drank a lot of energy drinks, and I'm going crazy. Guys, do you like movies? Do you like Marvel movies specifically? Well, get ready to roll some dice and shuffle some cards, because we are going to... I don't like what I'm seeing in the comments already. We're about to have a special game night. This episode, we're doing comic book trivia on our live stream. I'm your host, who probably shouldn't be the host, but, you know, I know a little bit, just a little bit about comic books, so there, you know, that's the thing. I'm a little chaotic. What are you going to do? Kyle, he's over there. He's our, you know, he's our guy. He does producing on the side. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And then we got Jeremiah. He's the encyclopedia. He knows way too much. And like I said before, we posted that he knows way too much. He's one fact away from imploding. So, but more than that, we have a special guest. We have Comic Talk with us today, guys. So Comic Talk, he's got the green screen behind him. I don't know if he has something prepared for us. He might be doing some CGI stuff after. I don't know. But
yeah, I'm going to have some CGI. I'm going to be in the upside down when this is all over.
I love it. So grab your snacks and settle in, guys, for a Marvel and wait a second. Grab your snacks. I should have grabbed my snacks.
No,
you
don't have
to eat. No, I got to go.
No.
We don't need your ice cream shit, Peter.
Yeah, early.
Oh, what? Oh, shit. Okay.
So it's game time, everyone. Let's get into Marvel Infinity Saga Trivial Pursuit.
Can I just moderate it by Kyle?
Yeah, can I call you up here? Because you said you weren't going to do my intro, and then you did like 90% of it. So let's thanks for that.
I was going to go really off script, but I figured, I don't know.
You spent time on
comment
it.
In the chat threw me off. So then I was like, all right, let me go back to script.
The private
good
chat.
Job. Which we... Good job, Lily. Good job, Lily.
Comic Talk, why don't you tell everyone kind of a little bit of what your content is and where to follow you, and then why you believe you're going to be victorious for the night.
So thank you for having me on. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at talk.comic, YouTube Comic Talk. I just talk about nerd stuff, nerd movies, comic books, and anything nerdy in between. So follow me on Instagram, TikTok at talk.comic, and just watch two MCU recap videos. So hopefully that will help me and give me the edge tonight.
We'll see.
It's going to be funny if they just skip every question. Like, all the stuff that they recapped is everything that we're not touching tonight.
I know. That's why I'm like, that's why I'm scared. I wrote down some notes. So I'm like, hopefully
notes.
That'll help me out too. Okay. Yeah.
Notes. He's got a cheat sheet.
If you watched our last episode,
I haven't watched some of these movies since they came out in the movie theaters.
No, you'll know that a lot of these questions, even though you've watched all the movies, and I've watched them a lot of times,
yeah,
they're very like out there questions. So no. Other than the ones Jeremiah was getting, for the record, I just want to say,
is this rigged? I don't know.
Like, what?
Now, Comic Talk, where in the world are you located, just for context?
Southern California.
Okay. Oh, wow. So it is early for you. I've got like half a foot of snow outside right now. I don't know what it's like. Yeah, I don't know what it's like for you guys down in Jersey, but I got a half a foot of snow outside right now.
I've never seen it snow, so yeah. I've seen snow, but I've never seen it like actually snow, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Wait, are you in San Diego?
I'm like an hour above San Diego.
Gotcha. I live in
like
San
Orange
Diego.
County, yeah.
Gotcha.
Pierre, you seem like someone who used to live in San Diego.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say I smoked a lot of weed on here, but I smoked a lot of weed.
Your mom watches to know.
No, she knows. She knows. No, she knows.
Mijo, no.
No, mijo, por favor.
No. I also believe that they brought you on here because they're replacing me. So
they're
trying to bring in another Spanish person. Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to be another paneloider. Yep. All right. Yep.
All right. Are we ready to...
Kyle, hit us with the rules.
All right. So I didn't feel like setting up another camera. So I have an Excel sheet where I'm going to keep track off screen. I have six different colors for six different categories. We're not going to roll dice like the intro said. We're not going to use the game board. We're going to ask a question. We're going to answer a question. If you get it right, you get a pie piece, right? Or an X in the Excel sheet. When you get all six colors, you win. Now, if somebody somehow wins too early, we'll try for second and third place. I have a feeling from the way it went last time.
We'll be lucky to get win too early.
We might be helping each other just to feel like we got one right from every color. So obviously you can't see the colors, so you might not remember which one. So feel free to ask what color. Feel free to just let me pick the color. I might cheat and just pick what other color I feel like reading if I want Jeremiah to lose. It just might go how I feel like it should go. But Pierre, since you won last time, you get to go first. Just as a reminder, the colors are blue, orange, purple, green, red, and yellow. If you say a color that's not on there, again, I will just pick for you and pretend like it was there.
I'm gonna go blue since I'm wearing a blue hat. Like, I'm just gonna make it easy.
Oh, we're gonna do that. Rogers. We're gonna compare everything to a color before we pick it. That was super great for the clips last time. I loved having that as an intro. I guess before we start, we have a hello from Jeremiah. It's your nephew, I believe.
My nephew and sister are watching.
And I guess. We have our good friend. He was first.
John!
And then he left. And then he
Hi,
came
John!
Back.
Welcome back.
Pierre, blue. What is the name of the Rainbow Bridge used to travel between Earth and Asgard?
I'll be honest, I didn't hear the question because my phone took the Bluetooth away.
Okay, yeah, he was just trying to like Google it really quickly.
We'll be moving on to the next participant.
I'm good. We're back.
What is the name of the Rainbow Bridge used to travel between Earth and Asgard?
Come on.
What's fucked up is I know the guy's name that controls the bridge, but I can't remember the bridge's name. It's a Rainbow Bridge. Damn.
Really?
Yeah.
You
I
give
can't
up?
Remember it.
You give up?
Heimdall.
All right, Comic Talk, do you know the answer?
So for no points,
I know
answer.
The answer. Oh, man. It's as soon as I play these games, I'm like, the answer just escaped my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it's going to go. Don't feel bad at all.
It's the Bifrost.
Oh, my.
It's the Bifrost.
It is the Bifrost. Jeremiah, good job. You get nothing.
Story of my life.
I just watched. Okay.
But now it's your question, Comic Talk. It's your opportunity.
All right.
All right. Green, yellow, orange, red, blue, or purple?
Let's go with purple.
What type of vehicle does Steve Rogers keep Bucky Barnes from escaping the Joint Terrorism Task Force building in with only his strength?
What?
That's a wordy what? One.
Oh, if I know like... this. I know this. I know this.
What type Am of I... vehicle?
Yes. Well, which is a weird vehicle? Way to phrase this.
Yeah, this is weird. Let me try and... So what type of vehicle does Steve Rogers keep Bucky in when he's trying to escape from the Joint Terrorism Task Force building and he used only his strength?
If you don't know this, Comic Talk, it's okay, because it's a weirdly worded question.
Yeah, oh man,
it's like if he pinned him down with something. Let's think about it that way.
But he didn't.
But I can kind of picture it.
All I'm picturing is like a
from the movie.
Is it a motorcycle?
Final answer?
Yeah.
No, it is
a
actually
helicopter.
Okay, Jeremiah.
It's when he was holding on.
You get no point.
Oh my.
Oh, it's that. That's not what I was picturing. I was completely.
I was not picturing that. Okay.
Holding on to the helicopter and the pad. All right, I got both the first two questions. Now my question's gonna be bad. I'm gonna go with purple, Kyle, because it's my favorite color for no reason. There's no purple lights behind me or anything.
We didn't give the disclaimer or warning about how Jeremiah
turns an asshole.
Monster. one time Jeremiah slept over my house and we played Mario Party and he called my wife a bitch. So just to give you a warning.
Oh man.
Don't take it personally. I knew how he got before. Know how he gets. Just don't take
I
it
got
personally.
You, I got you.
What type of waves did Hank Pym use to simulate ants' olfactory nerve centers?
What kind of waves Hank Pym used to simulate ants' olfactory?
It's literally olfactory.
How they smell. The olfactory nerve is an olfactory bulb in your forehead. It's what you could smell with.
Ah, sure. Yep.
That. Waves? Is it? It wasn't gamma waves, so no. Radio waves. Radio waves.
The correct answer is electromagnetic.
Okay, I was waiting.
Yes. Yes.
Jeremiah got them all right. Yeah, no, this is how it's gonna go, and this is why it makes great clips, because everyone likes to wait, watch the whole clip, listen for the answer, and then put in the comments and act like they got it and we're stupid. But I'll take the comments. All right, Pierre.
Just blue.
Just blue.
Going. All
right.
Till I get it.
What is the name of the domain of Thanos?
What?
Where is he from?
Is that what? I don't know if that's the question.
What is he?
Yeah, Jeremiah, your hints aren't actually helpful.
Oh, they aren't? Really?
No.
That's not the answer? Okay.
Not from what I'm looking at, no.
He's an alien, which would have been what I had said. And where's he from? A planet, not Earth.
But his domain, Thanos. Not his habitat, his domain.
Thanos land.
Final.
It should be called that. It should final be called answer? That.
Yep. My precious land. My precious domain.
Okay. It is called the Sanctuary.
That's so stupid.
I
wouldn't have gotten
that. Is what? That like his floating chair? I guess it's the chair. That's my guess.
Or is that after Endgame where he goes to like the Sanctuary?
Oh yeah. No, oh. I think you are right.
Maybe it is that.
But I don't remember them like specifically calling.
This is my sanctuary. He does say that.
They probably didn't. Just like they didn't go get that notebook and that one movie and like the photo album notebook. In the other movie.
I was gonna say Titan, but
no, it's not. John is saying so. Yeah, that's Trivial Pursuit. All right, whose turn?
Might be saying no, it's not talk. Me.
All right.
What color are you going for?
I'll just go. Orange is the color, right?
Orange, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go orange.
Oh, this one might be something here. If they're kind about it, if they're not kind about it, it's gonna be hard. What was the name of Sam Wilson's wingman in Afghanistan?
Oh, I.
What?
Yeah.
Are they kind about it?
No.
Okay. Fuck them.
Small hint, it's the character's first name.
Oh, I think I know it.
I have no... I'm going to go with Jimmy. I have no idea.
Is it... Wait. Is it Hector?
No.
Okay.
When does he say he has a wingman in Afghanistan?
So, Pierre, do you think the wingman is... The one who becomes the new Falcon, who we're expecting to become the new Falcon?
Toros.
Yeah.
So his first name is...
I thought it was Joaquin.
I thought it was Hector Toros. I'm not 100%
sure. So they're saying it's Riley. So it must be a completely different character.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's got to be a completely different character because it's Hector Toros as the new...
If I was quicker, I would like pull up pictures of like who this character is because I don't think they actually exist. At least I don't remember.
I don't remember. Yeah. I will go with red.
Red. What object did Ultron steal from Dr. Cho's lab?
Oh, the crypt. The, yeah.
I gotta get
the actual name right?
Yes.
Oh, God. What did he name it? I know what it is. It's the crypt that created Vision. So Vision, I'll just say Vision. He stole Vision.
No. Would anyone else like to take a guess? Because it's unguessable, in my opinion. Regeneration Cradle.
That's literally the crypt. That is what I'm referring to.
I'm sure it is, but it's... Pierre, did you find Riley, I think it was?
No. I just found that Joaquin Torres is the Falcon.
Okay, so we're all
wrong. Joaquin Torres? I thought it was Hector. I'm wrong.
But yeah, that's all I found. What was the question? Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, yes. Give me color.
None of us got points. All right, blue.
Absolutely not. All right. What is the prophecy that foretells the fall of Asgard? Oh, shit.
What is the prophecy?
I'm not going to give you any hints. I'm just going to read it one more time.
Oh.
What is the prophecy that foretells the fall?
Oh, no, this I know is this. So easy.
Oh, man. My God. I know it, too.
Come on, Pierre.
The correct answer is Ragnarok. Pierre is on the board with blue. Yes. I will mark it in my off-screen Excel sheet.
Thank God.
Good job, Pierre. You remembered the name of the third fucking Thor movie.
I'm like, I actually knew that one. Okay.
I did it.
John, where's your shit now? Yeah. That's what I'm about. No, fuck you.
All right, Jeremiah. All right. Anyone who'd like to chime in the comments, there's a delay. So I will give the answer before you do. So don't worry about helping anybody. You won't. All right, Comic Talk. What color would you like?
Purple. Purple. I'll go purple again.
What was the first successful command Scott Lang gave to the ants? Oh, well, you should be proud when you get this one wrong because it is nonsense. Pure nonsense.
Did they cover this in your recap videos, Comic Talk?
No, they did not. They did not. Oh, man.
Command.
First command.
It's bad.
I think I have a good guess.
Wasn't it for him to
What you were thinking just now is what I was thinking as a hint, which means it's...
Was it that Hank Pym? To cover the camera
it's
and
Scott
like the...
Lang. It's Scott Lang.
Scott Lang. Okay. Wow. I think wasn't it... I have no idea. I guess to have one of them fly.
That would make sense.
It's stop, isn't it?
No. John also agrees with you that it's stay. It is actually to spin a coin.
Oh, all right. This is dumb shit. I'll go blue because blue seems to be easy.
Okay, I'm going to pick blue next time.
Everyone's going for my blues.
What legendary South American city does Claw claim is based on Wakanda? Claw?
South American city. Buenos Aires?
Final guess. What
letter? South American or South African?
Yeah, wait.
South American city.
I want to say Buenos Aires.
El Dorado.
Oh, duh. That, if I thought about that better, that makes sense.
I don't know if I read the word claw, right? Actually.
You did.
That's fine. Good job. Okay. So, Pierre, you already have blue. So, any other color?
Next up, we're going for red.
Going for red. What object does adolescent Groot keep playing with that annoys his teammates? Yeah, I feel like that's one that we should all...
What is the video game thing? The gaming, whatever. I don't know.
You got to get the name right, Pierre.
Actually.
No, he doesn't, because they don't give it a name.
The answer is handheld video game. Pierre? Pierre, you have earned a red.
Come talk, nice. We are falling behind.
Yeah, that is...
We should be able to steal points, okay? I think in Trivial Pursuit, you can steal points.
You can't steal, but you can't just keep... Like, you have to get to the center to actually earn a pie piece. Like, you have to get things right to get a chance.
And yeah.
They're so hard that we're just getting a chance. Every question.
All right.
I'm going to go with blue.
What Norwegian city is settled and renamed New Asgard? Oh, wow. So basically what it was before they renamed it, because that's something you would remember and was important in the film.
Jesus Christ.
What?
John is recommending that we team up. You should be teammates. Maybe you will get one.
I still don't think that would work. Oh man, Asgardian. I think that was Thor, Ragnarok that happened.
So basically, you need to know Norwegian cities. That's first.
Then
you
I don't know any Norwegian cities.
Yeah. Anyone want to just?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Wilhelm.
So it's Tunsberg.
I mean, it is on a sign. To be fair, it is on a sign, but yeah, it just needs
photographic memory.
Yeah,
that's all it takes.
I don't have photographic. I wish I did.
Yeah, I have negative memory.
I would go with yellow.
Yellow. All right. This might be something. Which Avenger leads a support group for those who lost loved ones after
Captain America, Steve Rogers?
The correct answer is Steve Rogers. Jeremiah has earned a yellow pie piece.
Fun fact, can you name the person who talked about missing their boyfriend from the snap?
Kevin Feige?
Close. it was one of the Russo brothers.
Oh, Russo brothers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of the Russo brothers.
Oh, that is a fun fact from Jeremiah. Everyone take a shot.
He's going to go try. Oh, it's my turn?
Pierre, yeah.
It's your turn.
What's next? Yellow? Let's go yellow.
Sure. Which Avenger was called...
Get right.
Which Avenger was called Shellhead, Iron Patriot, Ant-Man, or Iron Man? They said multiple choice. That's kind of... I should have not gave you the multiple choice.
You wait. Should... What the hell's wrong with you?
That was...
Wait, it's a multiple choice?
Which Avenger is called Shellhead?
I just read it. I wasn't expecting
that. And he gave you
that.
Four options. Although all you right, should have known it.
Three options. I just won't tell him the options again. He already forgot.
Yeah. Which Avenger is called Shellhead? This is a known nickname of this Avenger.
Shellhead.
And then you're not going to read it again.
No, you don't deserve it. You're 2 points ahead.
This one's, I mean, it's a 1 in 3 chance.
The only one I remember is Iron Man, so I'm going to go in.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It's Iron Man.
Oh, thank God. I don't, what were the other names? I forgot them so quickly.
They put Iron Patriot and Ant-Man. Which Ant-Man, process elimination, you're going to pick Iron Man. So
yeah, the Iron Patriot, though, could have thrown you off. But I don't like that they're calling him Iron Patriot at all.
Why? It's the costume was Iron Patriot.
Yeah, but then wasn't the Iron Patriot like Green Goblin?
Norman Osborn was the original Iron Patriot. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
I was upset with that, too, actually.
Yeah. I think that's a setup for the future. That costume's coming back.
Maybe. All right.
I'll go with that. Yellow.
Which event, despite his name, didn't see Natasha Romanoff and Bruce Banner had feelings for each other?
This one's easy.
I'm going to read it one more. It is. I'm not going to read it again. So, Comic Talk, you have earned a yellow piece, but I just want to make note here, right? Despite his name, didn't see. I instantly was like, Vision. It's got to be Vision. But I guess Hawkeye also has eye in it.
Because so they made that joke with his wife.
Oh, you actually remember.
Yeah, they make the his wife is like, oh, you he makes a joke like, oh, you're a hot guy and you couldn't see that they're together or something like that.
Wow, good memory.
Oh, I remember that now.
No, that was in his recap. That was in his recap.
You should
like from Avengers Endgame and Infinity War. I watch those movies all the time, but if it's any
that was good. That was well earned. Blue. What planet do the Guardians escape to after the Sovereign Fleet attacks them?
You'll never get
what planet
this.
They escape to?
It's a fun name.
I think I know.
Nowhere is not a planet. Give me a second.
Oh, I know it. I know it too.
All right, I give up. Pierre, enlighten me.
I don't know it. I just wanted to burn in your
I'll
soul.
I'll say nowhere. I'll say nowhere, even though that's not the answer.
So the correct answer is Burhurt.
Okay.
I thought it was nowhere as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I remember Burhurt. That.
You remember Burhurt? Yeah, what a great Burhurt. Planet.
It's a fun one.
I take
one.
All my kids there on vacation. Burhurt. It's
Great McDonald's there. Great McDonald's.
Yeah. All right, Pierre.
I'll let the house decide.
You need green. Let me see what the hardest one is. They're all kind of easy. Let's do orange.
All right, let me just stretch. Let's go.
Juan wants to know who is in the lead.
It's Pierre, unfortunately.
It is Pierre.
It's Pierre.
It's 3-1-1. Everyone has a yellow. Pierre also has a blue and a red.
We're going back to back. I'm going to be champion twice in a row. I should get a belt at this point, I think. I think it's only fair. You guys pitch in. Get me a belt.
Let me switch.
I have no problem paying for a championship belt. Zero problem doing that.
I'm gonna do purple for you. It's a little harder. Where does an emblem of the dark dimension appear on the ancient one that tells Mordo she has drawn power from there?
It's an ancient one question. Yes.
Right there, I think.
I picked bad guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying to help you.
I'm just happy right he there. Got. I'm just happy pretty he got sure. an ancient one question.
Well, that was my Even thought. So the correct answer right. is forehead.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is the forehead. In fact, the forehead. So
that's an easy one. I remember that. I actually really like the Doctor Strange movies.
Right?
So.
Pierre only needs two more.
Yeah, unless I just start lying and saying he got them wrong.
And I forget that I got those colors. Like, damn, blue again?
Keep getting blue. What the heck?
All right. Anything but yellow.
Let's go orange.
What Avenger wins the fight to be the one to sacrifice themselves to the other so the other can acquire the Soul Stone?
It is Hawkeye.
Oh, no, it's not!
Oh, to win it? Oh.
I messed up the question. Which Avenger wins the fight to be the one to sacrifice themselves? This is poorly worded.
Oh, wait, no, that's...
Oh, that's, oh, there, yeah. It's,
no, it's Black poorly Widow. Worded, okay. And I fumbled. So the correct answer...
Give him the point.
We're giving him the point.
Yeah, it was Black Widow. All right.
This one is worded like the other one. So that is a... What color was that? Orange? That is an orange. And Pierre, you have kind of some competition.
I'll go with green.
Green. I have to be careful. You guys can't read it anyway. What is the first thing Dr. Jane Foster does when she sees Thor again in Thor the Dark World?
Punches him?
Final answer?
Slaps him.
I think either way, we would have given it to you. Yes, she slaps him, which is physical assault and very frowned upon. Not something we do, people. Even if it's Thor, you don't just hit people.
You can hit demigods.
Jeremiah, you have earned a green. You have now tied with Comic Talk, but not Pierre, because Pierre has four.
All right, come on, Pierre. What two colors are you missing, Pierre? Do you even know?
He doesn't know.
Green.
So here's what we'll do. Pierre, if you say a color you already got, I'm going to let you answer and earn it again and not gain it.
Fair.
All right. Orange, green, what'd you say? You want green?
I want green.
You sure?
Yep.
What is the inscription on the watch Dr. Christine Palmer gave to Dr. Strange?
Ah, yes. The inscription.
A pivotal part of the movie.
I think I know this.
It's like a full-out sentence.
Wherever your heart goes, I will follow. Whether your hands are broken or not, I will always be there for you, my love.
You got one word right. It is, time will tell how much I love you.
I thought it was four.
Pretty close. I should get it.
Yeah. You were off by a word or two. That's
for all time. You thought it was for all time?
I just thought it said for all time.
You thought the TVA was involved?
It's the first Easter egg for the TVA, yeah.
That would have been
awesome. I need to watch that movie again.
All right. You need blue, you need purple, green, and red.
I'll go red.
What plant gives the Black Panther his superhuman abilities?
Plant.
So I don't remember. It doesn't have like some crazy like made up name as a hint, but that's all I'm going to give you.
Because it's a famous plant, right?
No, it's just kind of.
I'm going to go with vibranium flower. I have no idea.
Not a bad guess, actually.
Good guess.
Is it the lotus?
No. Pierre, any guess for fun?
Nope.
It is the heart-shaped herb.
Okay. Yeah, they do mention that a lot. They say it a lot.
But that's not something I would ever think of off the top of my head. But then when you tell me, it's like, oh, all right. Yeah.
Vibranium flower sounds better.
Vibranium flower definitely sounds better. I don't have purple yet, do I?
No.
I'll take purple.
Which Avenger apprehends Baron Strucker?
Apprehends Baron Strucker?
Apprehends.
Huh. Who does it, Jeremiah?
When Steve finds him, he's dead. So
I'm thinking of the wrong character. I'm like, man, he's dead. That's how off I am. This is why I'm not
Hold on. Wait a minute. Who apprehends
him? I know who it is. I know who it is.
I don't even know who Baron Strucker is. I don't even know who that is.
What? Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking it's someone else entirely because Jeremiah said they're dead, and I'm pretty sure they're not dead.
Iron Man.
I know who it is. Oh,
final guess?
Final guess.
Pierre, would you like to correct him?
Nope.
Yeah, because you don't know. The correct answer is Captain America.
He finds him dead, though.
Wow. I really thought it was going to be Iron Man, for the record.
He does. That's so stupid. That's a stupid question.
Can you remind me?
I thought Iron Man.
Yeah, who is that guy?
Is who was doing experiments on Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. He had the eye socket. He had the eyeglass. And when they were closing in on his... castle in the beginning of Age of Ultron.
Oh, the beginning of it.
Ultron comes and kills him, and then when Cap is exploring the castle, he finds his dead body. So Cap did not apprehend him. He was killed, and Cap stumbled upon his body.
Maybe they don't put the word kill in Trivial Pursuit.
I should get that, because I did say that when Captain America finds him, he's dead.
But Iron Man doesn't really apprehend him either, because when he
Iron Man's the first
there,
one that's in the castle, which is the reason why.
And then his mind gets fucked up, and then he like gets away.
So when you lose tonight, you can use that as the reason.
John, you saw that, right? You saw that I got that right?
John's been rooting against you the whole time. I
don't doubt that in the slightest.
Okay, Pierre. You need orange and green. I pick orange. I pick orange.
I pick green.
Okay. Which fellow prisoner debunked Alexei Shostakov's claim about fighting an Avenger?
Maybe I'd go back to orange. I don't know. All right, read it one more time.
Which fellow prisoner debunked Alexei Shostakov's claim about fighting an Avenger? And the funny thing is, that was orange that I read.
The bear.
The name. What is the name?
I don't remember his name. I just know that he becomes the bear in the comic.
Can I say
Jeremiah, if you'd like to,
is it Ursa Major? Here,
the correct answer is Ursa.
Ursa, which is just Russian for bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was orange one, huh?
Oh yeah. No, I didn't. I chose. I wasn't giving you green. Green was slightly easier.
Oh, so I'll go green then, I guess then.
Someone is saying you won, but they
code. I didn't win yet. I should win.
You want to correct that? All right. So green for
I
comic.
Think you're talk. In last place. Is it?
It's not. I think I'm tied for last place.
For now, comic talk is about to get a green. What item was Peter Quill able to hold that makes Ego realize Peter must be his son?
An Infinity Stone.
Which one?
Doesn't matter, because the correct answer is Infinity Stone.
It's the Space Stone.
It was, but yeah.
No extra points for Jeremiah for being specific, but a green pie piece for Comic Talk, putting him in second place, only one off from Pierre.
Jeremiah, I think you should go for purple, being that purple is the color of the Space Stone.
Good job. I'll go for purple. Pierre's making me go for purple again. Wait. Did I get... No, I didn't get purple, because you guys said I didn't get that one right, even though I did.
Yeah, no, it's only Pierre. I won't correct it.
Okay. All right, purple again.
Which cardboard ant does Scott Lang use to point the way on his mission in his house with his daughter?
Antony.
So it is, the correct answer is Anton. I say we give it to you.
Yeah.
Right? That's fair.
It's a totally different name. It's a totally different name. Antony, Anton? Come on.
It's close enough. It's close enough.
What?
I'm not going to read that. I'm not going to read that comment. But Jeremiah,
the best part about it was I was juggling balls. That was the best part about it. I was trying to throw them up. What did Ego, whatever, see that he held? I was like, some balls. He held some balls.
They're stones.
So,
stones.
All right.
Okay.
I'm glad.
I hope that was Liz and not Dakota.
Spicy paneloids today. All right.
After dark.
Paneloids after dark.
All right. Whose turn? I lost track now with all the ball talk.
It is Pierre's turn, but I got a point. So
no, I gave it to you, I think. Right? Yeah, I did. So you were tied with comic talk.
I'll go Pierre's. Orange.
I'll accept.
Green. I'll go green.
Which human Avenger proves worthy enough to lift Mjolnir and uses it against Thanos?
Oh, easy. Captain America. Boom.
What was his name in the comics when he did it?
Shoot, huh? I should have went green.
No man.
No, it was the captain.
Yeah.
It was the captain?
Yeah, when he lifts.
I said no man. It's no man.
He
right?
gets called the captain.
Really?
Yep.
Wasn't that Bendis's run, or did it happen before?
Oh, it happened way before. That was in.
Oh, it didn't first happen in Bendis's run?
No, 86, 87.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't read books.
By Jeremiah, guys. Drink. If you're playing the drinking game with us on TikTok, please take a sip of your drinks now.
Fun fact. All right.
Counter.
Blue, purple, or red? Sorry. Blue, purple, red.
I'll go with red.
What should Ravengers hear when they die? All right. I'm not going to lie, Comic Talk. You have been getting hit with the worst questions, in my opinion, because yours are the ones where I'm like, I couldn't even make a guess. Not even a guess.
Come on. Remember from the recap? The recap.
Valkyrie singing in Valhalla. I have no idea.
That's actually not a bad guess, but it's absolutely wrong. It is Horns of Freedom.
Horns of... Yeah! I say give it to him. That was close.
That was a really solid guess.
What? We're just going to give everything to everyone?
All right. No, we'll hold off. I'm just going to sabotage Pierre. It's fine.
All right. What am I missing?
You need a blue, an orange, or a red.
I will go with orange.
Which Nova Corp pilot said he had advised against trusting Peter Quill?
Oh, fucking it. Oh, it's a baby.
Never heard that name in my life. Just as a hint, never heard of it, ever.
It's not Richard Rider, which Stanley, why Dick Rider would you do that? But
yep, thanks for telling us.
Gorbex? Gorbex? Gorbex?
It is Denarian Sal.
Oh yeah, Denarian Sal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, homie.
Yeah.
He was a pivotal part of the movie.
He was, to be fair.
I don't remember him, so sure.
I don't even remember
Bendis
what
did a comic book run with him.
Called themselves the Guardians of the Galaxy. What assholes.
Zach. Oh, that guy. Mm-hmm. How did he make it on a card? Like, really? Okay. Pierre, what color would you like?
Green. I've kept track.
Mm.
And I know that's everything that's missing.
You sure you don't want a different color?
You want to know how I remembered?
Mm.
Because of Comic Talk. And I've used that to my leverage. That just... green background. I've just centered in on that. I'm like, I know that's the color I need.
Okay. This no problem. I'm not going to pick another color and pretend like it was green. What piece of technology does Tony Stark jokingly pretend to be in order to get out of having to meet with Agent Phil Coulson?
He's got to say the real name.
Well, it's not exactly a name.
What piece of technology does he pretend to be?
He's got to call it by what it actually is, because it's very pivotal in the comics.
Is it though?
If it's what I think it is, it is.
He just pretends to be like AI or like a doorbell, something like that.
Would you
the ring camera?
Yeah,
Can I jump in now?
Jeremiah's
is it a life model
wrong.
Decoy?
The correct answer is a life model decoy.
Thank you.
No, we got it right.
Jeremiah, you get nothing for that, but that was mildly.
LMDs are very important in the comics. Nick Fury was an LMD for a very long time in the comics.
I'll let you choose the color for me.
Okay. Let's do purple. Which enhanced agent is blamed for bombing the UN complex in Vienna?
Oh, this is so...
Jeremiah. The Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes.
Yeah, good job.
The correct answer is the Winter Soldier.
Good job.
That is a pie piece for Comic Talk. That actually perfectly places Jeremiah in last place, where he is oh so familiar. Can you fix that right now?
I need blue, orange, and red, right?
Yes.
I'll go with
good,
blue.
Good memory. What type of retail store does Verse Land... Oh, I'm sorry. What... I made Land the last name. What type of retail store does Verse land in when she ejects from her crashing escape pod?
It is a Blockbuster.
The correct answer is a video rental store, but we will...
specifically a Blockbuster, if I'm not mistaken.
We will allow it.
It was a Blockbuster, yeah. That was in the recap.
Yeah, it was in the recap. Yeah, it's definitely a fucking Blockbuster. I don't think they're allowed to call it a Blockbuster because that's the probably, name is copyright.
Yeah, no, it's 100% why. Yeah, okay. That's the only reason why it doesn't say Blockbuster. And you are tied with Comic Talk. And now everything can go very wrong.
Because Pierre could win it right here.
He could.
Oh, what was that? Pierre and Jenny Gaming. That's nice. anyways.
Hi, Jenny.
I'll go green. So
will you go green? What time is it? 46 minutes?
Time for me to win. And time for us to crown our second place winner. So I'll take the crown, and whoever wants to come in second, you guys can duke it out.
So the green question, everybody. Which foundation went into action after Hulk's battle with Iron Man in Africa?
One more time.
Which foundation went into action after Hulk's battle with Iron Man in Africa?
I believe it got a TV show, if I'm not mistaken.
You're mistaken.
Okay. Then I don't know it.
I think I have an idea, but no.
The World Federal Federation.
Any guesses?
Damage Control?
Nope.
The Sword?
Nope. Not a bad guess. Stark ASCPA? Relief Foundation.
Stark Relief Foundation. Okay.
Does anyone want to hear what the actual green question was?
This isn't fair.
I think he's going to do that to all of us when it comes down to the final one.
I'm scanning quick, so I still could give Pierre the easiest one by accident because I'm not reading all of them, just like glimpsing of like green is just...
All right, Comic Talk, you're missing two colors.
Blue or red?
I'll go with red again.
Okay. What two items do the Berlin... I'm not doing good today with the question. I did better when I was playing and reading. But what two items do the Berlin police find in the hotel room that can clear Bucky Barnes of the attack on the UN delegates in Vienna? What two items? So I'll say this, because this question's, again, wordy, right? If you can at least give the genre of the items, what they might be called as a whole, or just one of them, I think that's fair.
Oh man, this was not in the recap. Okay. I'm gonna say I have no idea. His passport and that's all I got. I have no idea.
Any guesses?
Was it the notebook?
It's not a notebook.
Okay, then no.
It is a wig and facial prosthetics.
Jesus, I do not remember that.
Right, it's just such a minor thing. Like,
I need orange and red. I'll go with orange.
Which Ravager wanted to smash Groot with a rock?
Yondu.
No.
Yes.
It is Jeff, spelled with a G.
What?
Sorry. I'm sorry. What? I didn't make the question, but I'm sorry.
I'd rather have gotten a taser face question.
Is James Gunn making these questions? Like, what the heck? Like, minute question.
All right, Pierre. Being we're at the 50-minute mark.
I'll go for green.
I'm not going to sabotage you this one. I'm going to actually read green, okay? I'm going to actually read green. Because if I would have gave you green before, you would have got it before I finished the question. What season did Tony Stark mistake one of Jackson Pollock's periods for the neighborhood where the artist lives? What season did Tony Stark mistake one of Jackson Pollock's periods for the neighborhood where the artist lived? So there's a slight multiple choice.
You only got four options.
No, it's actually only two. So it's like 50-50 shot. So do I give him that? I did sabotage him before. Now, the key to this is...
The question itself is a sabotage. I don't remember this at all.
I have no idea.
Iron Man 3.
I don't even know. Iron Man 3.
No one rewatched Iron Man 3. That's not like a rewatch one.
I watched that in theaters, and that's the last time I watched it.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Whiplash? Which one's that one?
That's the second one.
Oh, no. Which is... Oh, the third one's...
I didn't rewatch that one.
walking around.
Yep.
Those with the kid. Yeah.
PTSD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, definitely no. Iron Man 1 was probably the only good one.
So let me read it one more time for you. Hot take from Pierre. He hates Iron Man 2 and 3. Let me read it again because it does hint at it. I'm not going to give you the multiple choice because it's two options. What season did Tony Stark mistake one of Jackson Pollock's periods for the neighborhood where the artist lived? I feel like this question is missing a comma or two, if I'm being honest. It's very hard to read.
I don't know. Winter.
So of the multiple choice, it is springs or falls. So no, it is not winter.
What's fucked up is I was going to say spring. If I was wrong, I was wrong.
I don't know. I don't know why. Anyway, that was grammatically incorrect.
Was it spring?
Yeah.
Wow. That was my first thought. And I was like,
what colors do I need?
Blue and red.
I'll go with blue.
What U.S. state does Senator Stearns represent?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Why would anyone care?
You got a 1 in 50 shot.
Beer had a 1 in 4.
Nevada.
All right. Oh,
Massachusetts?
No. I'll give you one small hint. We'll give you one more shot here. It's on the East Coast.
So that limits it to 14 possible options.
Yeah, no, I didn't say it was like a big help.
Florida.
The correct answer is Pennsylvania.
All right, give me red.
What type of bikes do the Wakandans possess?
Vibranium bikes, air bikes.
What color was that? Red?
Yeah.
Pick a final answer here.
Vibranium bikes.
That's what you want your final answer to be? Vibranium bikes?
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
The correct answer is hover bikes.
Motherfucker.
When do they have bikes?
I don't know.
In one of the battle scenes?
When do they have bikes? I don't remember them having bikes.
All right, Pierre. I don't think I can say this one. Like, I don't think I could read it. Calistrio? Cagliostro? Cagliostro? All right, Pierre, you ready?
Yep.
What subject does the Book of Cagliostro... I'm going to spell it. I'm going to spell it and put it in the chat. It is... So this is
Cagliostro.
Cagliostro.
Cagliostro, yeah.
Cagliostro. Let me try again. What subject does the Book of Cagliostro cover?
What? No.
What does it cover?
What
if
movie?
You know the movie it's from, you win.
Don't know. I don't know what movie it's in. What movie has books?
I don't remember it being covered.
They all have books.
It was Cagliostro?
Cagliostro.
Sounds Italian. No kinda. Italian superheroes.
One.
Give me something, Pierre.
What? Moon Knight? I don't know.
The correct answer is time.
Time, magic. It's from Doctor Strange.
Jeremiah, you got it wrong as well. All right, comic talk. Blue or red?
I'm going to go with blue.
Why are they giving me these names? Agamotto. Okay. Where did Agamotto not build a sanctum where a great city now stands? New York, Hong Kong, or Rome? Where did Agamotto not build the sanctum? Yeah. New York, Hong Kong, or Rome?
It's Agamotto, by the way.
I know this one.
Agamotto.
I'll go with Hong Kong.
Correct answer was Rome.
Rome.
I'll go with orange.
This game.
And a fun fact about that.
Oh.
I didn't know that answer at all.
Well, it's in Doctor Strange. The Sanctum Sanctorum is in Hong Kong, and there's another one in New York. There's just not one in New York.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember it after now. Okay.
Has big pants and nobody knows. Everyone needs to know that he has big pants.
Who's saying that? Oh, my God. They're just putting yourself out there like that, Jeremiah. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you. I'm going with orange.
He's supportive of your big pants. He's supportive of your big pants.
Could you color with less words?
Then give me red. I only have two to choose from.
I'll give you orange. Which two of the following adversaries did not menace Tony Stark in the Iron Man films? Now, it is multiple choice. The options are Obadiah Stane, Loki, Ivan Vanko, Aldrich Killian, or Red Skull. So
Red Skull and Loki.
Of the following adversaries did not.
Red Skull and Loki.
So the correct answer is Loki and Red Skull. Jeremiah, because I sabotaged Pierre.
He got the order wrong.
No.
No. Okay, so how do we feel? We're at 58 minutes. We normally run for an hour. How do we feel about giving Pierre the green question?
Give him the green question.
Do we want to give him the green question? Everybody cool with that?
Green question's almost over, yeah.
Okay. Pierre, for the final pie piece, green. What type of contest did Peter Quill challenge Ronan to?
You're fucking joking!
Oh, my. Okay.
I don't remember.
So the thing with Pierre is you never know. You never know when he's messing with you. You just never, ever know.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to say it.
Poor shit.
I need you to say exactly how it is on here.
A dance off.
God damn it.
Like
got
Footloose.
It. Yeah.
Like Footloose.
All right. So Pierre has won. The question that I sabotaged him on was how did Nick Fury lose his eye?
I know that.
So he would have won like
is that the
15
cat?
Minutes ago. Cat? Yeah.
I wrote the cat.
All
right. He's not a cat.
Oh, right. Yeah. So
he's a Flurkin.
If you couldn't remember Flurkin, he might have actually got it wrong.
I wrote down his name. I wrote down the Flurkin's name too.
Did I had to say the regeneration chamber.
The Flurkin name is Goose.
Yeah.
Actually, it might have been Goose on the card.
Geek Myth has made it.
Geek me those. How you doing?
Damn, I wrote down all the wrong stuff.
All right. So, Pierre, you have one.
Again,
Jeremiah, you need one more in second place. Comic Talk, you need two more. We are at the hour mark. Do we want to call it, or do we want to do a few?
Let's do this. Comic Talk needs two, so give him back to back questions. If he gets them both right, he gets second place. And if he doesn't get them both right, I get one shot at red to see if I get second place.
I have a better idea, and I'll let you decide if you want yours because you came up with an idea first. How about I just read questions and you just shout them out, and whatever it is just fills in the blanks. So Comic Talk, you get two right before Jeremiah can get one right.
God.
Just okay. Shout him out. Which is
I
chaos.
Like that.
You want to do chaos? Like is that all right?
Oh, organized man. Chaos. I
just came
it.
Up with that.
I'm sweating. Okay.
John chaos has stated that Pierre has Pierre cheated.
Pierre definitely did cheat.
Nope. Jeremiah keeps
the reason all the reason why Kyle doesn't have the other camera set up is because he has it set up. It's just feeding to Pierre's room and he's just handing over the cards. That's the reason this is all happening.
That's smart.
Yeah, I thought of that.
Right? Okay, I'm just going to go down. I'm just going to go down the list here. The color doesn't matter. What type of fruit does Doctor Strange practice his temporal spell on first?
Apple.
Oranges?
Comic Talk gets a point.
Oh!
Oh!
We are tied.
Was that in the recap?
No, I remember that specifically. Just wait with the time one where it's like it rots and then he brings it back to life.
Oh, brings it back. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Comic Talk just really likes apples. That's his favorite.
Apple
fruit.
With peanut butter?
Oh, yeah.
Go to snack.
I want a shirt now. That just says Comic Talk really likes apples.
I want some of the royalties, like please.
Love it.
All right. So I'm going to purposely read a super, super easy one just to see who can shout it out first. Okay. You ready?
I'm sweating.
What type of flying transportation do the Avengers use?
Helicarrier. No.
Nope. Quinjet? Flying transportation do the Avengers use? Comic Talk, would you say something?
Oh, Quinjet?
That's it the X-Men.
Quinjet. It is Quinjet.
What? No, what?
It is Quinjet.
Whoa. Yeah, because they.
The little ones. The little planes on the big one.
Well, good job, Comic Talk.
That was good.
Secured second place.
I know that is from the X-Men, but I know they named it in the Avengers, the Quinjet, I believe.
You know what's bullshit.
Funny? You needed red, and that was red.
So I think the X-Men are going to end up riding this Quinjet. It's got to be a thing.
Maybe they steal one.
Comic Talk likes apples.
Yep.
I do. So.
Comic Talk, let everyone know where to find you.
Yes.
Again, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at talk.comic. My YouTube channel is Comic Talk, where I talk about just geek stuff, nerdy stuff. And then I'm going to be having these guys on pretty soon as well. So definitely. Go check it out.
All right, Pierre, you got an outro for us? Do you want to read what I wrote? Do you want to pretend like you got your own thing going here?
No. I'll read it. So that's our show. And if you're new here, be sure to check out our previous streams. Subscribe. And for some more fun stuff, give us a follow over on TikTok and Instagram. But definitely Instagram, because TikTok is about to get banned. If you prefer to only watch this with your ears, find us on your favorite podcast app. Kyle, there's a lot of errors in this, but anyways, be sure to leave a review. We'll see you again next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Paneloid's Comic Book Livestream.
Podcast.
Did you you enjoy our latest podcast episode? Well, guess what? It's not just audio, it's a live stream. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube for an interactive experience. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on TikTok for even more fun content. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Again, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. See you there.